You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, you can feel it outside, especially this week. Summer has arrived in the warm temperatures. You know, everyone's talking about staying hydrated this time of year. And Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist, talks to us every Thursday about health and wellness.
Yeah, Janisa. So what do we need to know about wellness during summertime?
Yeah, I'm so excited for summer to be here. And one of my favorite things about summer is the longer days. I went for a walk last night at 8:30, and it was still light outside.
I know, I love it.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Yes, me too. You would never catch me outside at 8:30 on a weekday during the winter.
Yeah, 8:30 at summer is a much better experience.
And do you find it easier, too, to go out and just get moving lately?
Oh, yeah.
Especially after dinner and it stays light out later. It's awesome to have that extra daylight to do things like that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so much easier to do in this weather. It's almost like nature is telling us to come out and play.
Yeah.
And when you think of summer, what usually comes to mind?
Water parks, hanging out by the pool.
Sunshine, hot temperatures like this week.
Yes. And, you know, we've been talking about the importance of staying hydrated for a while now. And one of the best things we can do is plan ahead. So are you still using your water bottle?
Yes, I am. I got it right here with me. The green one. It's got all the times. It's got, yeah, it's the 64 ounce.
Excellent. Good.
I seem to have misplaced my water bottle.
And if you don't know where your bottle is, those of you that don't, then that means you should go and dust it off and bring it back.
There you go, Jenna. Do you at least know where it is?
I have an idea where it is. I'll go grab it real quick.
Okay.
Now that it's warmer, it's so easy to reach for non-water drinks, too. Let's name some popular ones just for fun. I'm going to start it off. Lemonade.
Soda.
Iced coffee.
Spritzers.
Right.
You know, let's not forget alcohol. You know, beers are a popular one this time of year, too. But it's so easy to overdo it. So, let's play Guess the Calories.
All right.
I'm going to name a type of drink, and you guess how many calories you think it has. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. How many calories do you think is in a 12 ounce of orange juice?
I think like 45.
Maybe 50?
It's around 150.
Oh, wow. Really? That's a lot.
Yikes. And that's 12 ounces too. Wow.
Yeah. What about 16-ounce bottle of soda? That's around the size of a typical water bottle. You think it'll be 150, 210, or 500?
I think it's like 150.
Yeah, that's gonna be a lot. I'm gonna say 210, though.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And last one, 16 ounces of pina colada. Ooh. 200, 500, or 750?
All right, I'm going high with this one. I'm going to say 750.
Those taste like vacation, so that's going to be high too. I'm going to say 750.
750, yes. Now, all this varies depending on the drink and also on the brand. So you want to look at the Nutrition Facts label. But this just shows how easy it is to take in too many calories from liquids, right? And how many calories do you think water has?
It's got to be zero, right?
Yeah, none. So notice how many non-water drinks you have per day and just kind of start to reduce it.
Yeah, that's definitely the right strategy to take. And, you know, it can be tough to drink the water. So coming up at 6:25, I know you have some tricks on how to drink more water, especially for kids, too. So we'll talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour with Janisa Marte, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. We got this little mini heat wave going on this week here in the state, and everyone's talking about staying hydrated. So every Thursday, we talk health and wellness with Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and water. That's the big thing, right, Janisa? It can be hard to keep up with it, but we gotta drink more of it.
Yeah, because iced coffee does not count as water, or so I've been told.
Yeah, we know we got to drink more. That's the goal. But sometimes sugary drinks can become the norm, and children may develop a strong preference for them, making it harder to drink. That even happens to adults, too. Here's a tip. With small kids, turn it into a game. Whenever you reach for water, call it, "It's water time," and everyone at home needs to take a few sips of water. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Yeah, the kids love games. So anytime you can turn something into a game, that definitely helps.
Yeah, and if you do it multiple times, then they'll start to do it when they reach for water, too.
And it might help with us, too. Let's try it, Jenna. It's water time. Everyone
right.
Grab your water.
Take a drink.
And kids, especially teens, love to snack. Kevin, have you noticed if your kids are hungrier when they're home from school?
Oh, yeah, especially lately. Yeah, I have toddlers, so 5 and 2 years old, and they love to snack, too, just like the teens, always asking for snacks. And I got to be honest, it's not just the kids. I might be sneaking a couple snacks, too.
Yeah, you can't resist the cheese sticks.
Right.
Yeah, so we want to plan ahead by having healthy snacks available. And I remember when I was younger, I wouldn't eat an orange unless my mom peeled it for me. So parents, try to have cut up fruits, veggies available, because if it's ready, they're more likely to eat it. And if cutting carrots feels like too much, then get baby carrots. They're already ready to go.
Good idea.
Another thing that comes this summer is ice cream.
Yum.
I love, love, love all things ice cream.
Oh, we just had some here at the station.
Yeah, we had a big ice cream sundae situation happening earlier.
Along with enjoying our occasional ice cream, did you know that you can make frozen treats at home? Okay. Do you like frozen icy?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, those are really good and refreshing.
Have you ever tried frozen grapes?
No, I've had grapes, but never frozen. That sounds good.
Yes. Make sure they're seedless, of course, but they taste like icy.
Yum.
Yeah. So it's a great way to stay hydrated. Plus, it's a fruit packed with nutrients. Win-win. And do you like chocolate?
Love chocolate, yeah.
Yes, one of my favorite things, chocolate. Mm.
Oh, yeah, me too. You can take a ripe banana, add some peanut butter, cover it in dark chocolate, then freeze it.
That's right up my alley. The peanut butter, the chocolate, and definitely the banana. Yeah, that sounds great.
I knew Kevin was going to love this one. It's so true. It's great.
It's all things I love.
Please try it. It's delicious.
I definitely will.
Another option is freeze your yogurt or make smoothie popsicles. You know, I like variety, so
yeah.
Try one and see if you like it.
Yeah, my kids love that. They're obsessed with yogurt, so yeah, the frozen ones in the summer, they'll definitely love.
Excellent. You know, because we're looking for ways to stay healthy during summer, and families who work on being healthy together are the most successful because they do it together as a family. So, as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today, because tomorrow is another day.
Nice. Yeah, everyone stay hydrated. You know, it's really important with the temperatures like they are lately, and then throughout the whole entire summer, too. And make sure you're drinking that water.
Thanks, Janisa. These are great.
Thanks so much.